On Wednesday, February 13th, dozens of community members joined together at Time and Space Limited in Hudson to discuss the school-to-prison pipeline. Featured panelist Richard Smith, a Hudson local who left the community in handcuffs and after earning a master's degree in Africana Studies, now is studying and on his way to getting a PhD. Smith explains the school-to-prison pipeline.
I'm here to talk to you a little bit about this phenomenon called the school-to-prison pipeline. And what the school-to-prison pipeline is, it's a phrase to try to describe this continuum that intersects education and schools and the prison industry or the prison industrial complex. And the school-to-prison pipeline has come into the realm of the media's attention within the last 5 years or so because they started to recognize that there was this connection between young people's experiencing and particularly the urban schools and the prison system.
Richard Smith was joined by other panelists who have direct experience with the program that takes students deemed to be acting out and places them in the criminal justice system through the use of a PINS or Person in Need of Supervision petition. 18-year-old Vaughn discussed his experience of being placed on PINS as a 10-year-old and having to face a judge due to referrals for incidents such as being late to class. Other panelists included Anna, Vaughn's mother, who had also been placed on PINS, which she noted led to her eventual incarceration. Anna, Vaughn, and Richard were joined by Conchita, a Hudson resident who fought the school's attempt to place her nephew on PINS supervision and won. The panel was moderated by Linda Musman of Time and Space Limited and attended by three members of the Hudson School Board and many concerned community members. Attendees discussed the racism within the school system and cited unequal treatment of students of color, lack of teachers who can identify with the struggles and experiences of their students or who are people of color, and lack of a curriculum that teaches students of color about their own history. After the event, I interviewed two high school students who were in attendance. Here's a clip from that interview.
I'm Amber Harris. I'm a sophomore at Hudson High School, and my aunt is on the school board, and that's where I heard about this. Students need to be here because only three students from Hudson High were here tonight, two of which are sitting here with you right now, which kind of saddens me because we are the ones who are affected by this. And I think that there's a lot of students who know what's going on and know what's involved. They just don't want to speak up because they think they're going to be shot down. I mean, there is a lot of like racism towards like the Middle Eastern kids, black kids. It's everybody who doesn't fit, the upper middle class white person mold. They're not from around here. They don't get the same respect as anyone else would. It's ridiculous. We've got people from all over the world, the United States, and we're still one of the most racist countries on earth. It's 2013. It's time we start bringing the people together, not separating them apart. We claim to be the land of the free and the land of, everyone's accepted here, but that's a load of crap. So we just stop being so hypocritical about it.
Well, I'm Amanda Chaplin. I'm a sophomore at Hudson High. And, I never really heard of PINS before, but I never realized that the people who are in it really are being held back from their true potential. And I really think that, this talk was very helpful, but we need to get more of the community together so everybody hears and says what they need to say, and then we can all figure out a way to actually help the community instead of just talking about it and doing nothing.
I think the solution is that we need to start, people who have gone to jail aren't just objects that have gone to trouble, or the kids who get in trouble in school who are in PINS aren't just people who get in trouble. They're doing this for a reason. Everyone does something for a reason. People just don't act out and do things because they want to. There's a psychological reason behind it, and no one wants to ask these social questions as to why, and that child struggles with that because no one seems to want to stop and help. Like Amanda said, if we bring the community together to show these people that these kids are doing it for a reason, maybe these kids will we realize what our potential is, we know what we can do. They'll go on to have successful lives and successful futures.
Nationally, the conversation on the school-to-prison pipeline has focused on zero-tolerance policy, increasing policing in schools, and the increased rates of incarceration. In Hudson, community members have identified above all one program, PINS, Person in Needs of Supervision Petitions, as a main culprit in funneling children from the education system into the criminal justice system. For a feature program on this event, tune in to the Prison Voices Project on Thursday, March 14th from 10 to 11 a.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM. For WGXC from Hudson, New York, I am Corey Fisher-Hoffman.